Victoria, VICTORIA, Moakey, MOAKE, 36722, today's 6/19/23. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, headache, number three, body ache, number four, history of pericarditis, number five, strong family history of strokes in the past. Our patient's a 51-year-old woman, married to two children, works as an accountant, has a 30-year history of smoking, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past week or so. She was hospitalized about a year ago with history of pneumonia. Period. In a paragraph, allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. She doesn't believe in it. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative surgery, none. Social, she does smoke. One pack a day, she smokes from time to time. She drinks from alcohol from time to time. She smoked for 30 years. Last period was a month ago, but she has abnormal periods, family history, coronary artery disease, stroke, bladder cancer, mom and dad. No history of colon cancer. Last colonoscopy, none. Last mammogram, she doesn't believe in it. She's alert. She's awake. She's 187 pounds, 98%, 98.6, 16, 85, 138 over 67. Heart pulses, one pulse still, lungs, bronchi, rouse, abdomen, soft TMs, are red, posterior pharynx is red, and logical non-focal skin shows the last chest x-ray shows a left-sided pulmonary nodule. Number one, with extensive history of smoking, patient needs a CT scan immediately. Number two, patient does not want to have a CT scan. She wants to wait and come back for a repeat chest x-ray in 4 weeks in case this is an infection, since she had similar infection before. Next one is possible pneumonia. Left side, next one is Decodron. A gram now, next one is Rocephin, a gram now, next one is Z-Pack, next one is Metrodospac, next one is Finnegan DM, next one is patient uses the inhaler at home. Next one is we'll get records from the hospital, next number is her strep is negative, next one is flu A, flu B are negative, next one is COVID is negative. Next number is a family history of stroke, we looked at her carotid, they were within normal limits. Next number, we looked at her heart, they were also, it was also within normal limits with no sign of pericarditis. Next number, she does have copious lymphadenopathy. Next number, no bladder mass or pelvic mass noted with abnormal periods. Next number, patient was, man, he needs help. Next number, we'll evaluate patient in 4 weeks. Next number, I told the patient that this could be cancer, and I recommend doing a CT scan, but she wants to hold off at this time and come back and to have this chest x-ray done. If it's not clear, she will do a CT at that time. Once again, she made this decision after much explanation. Thank you.